May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who are the prophets that you are listening to today? That was the question that an overconfident 21-year-old David asked one of the key figures of South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Sitting across the table from me was Peter Story, a white South African Methodist minister who had been Nelson Mandela's chaplain during his imprisonment on Robben Island. This amazing man, now retired, then in 2010, Story had labored long against apartheid, working alongside and learning from the likes of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, because despite the dominant narrative of white South Africans, Story saw, even as a child, that the comfort and decency of his life depended upon the legal abuse and mistreatment of black South Africans. And the thing is, he was willing to forfeit all that he had for the sake of dismantling apartheid. So for all of this, I, as a 21-year-old, really trusted his farsightedness. So I asked him that question. Who are the prophets that you are listening to today? But I have to confess, I asked that question with not particularly holy motivations. You see, I was in college. I was in the kind of Christian social action group of people at Furman University, and I was competitive. So I thought if I could learn the names of important people before my friends did, I'd get a few points. You know what the types I'm thinking about, like burgeoning theologians who were right then pinning what would become a standard bearer in academic theology, maybe a grassroots practitioner who was just too busy to self-promote, maybe a poet capturing a zeitgeist in sparse words. I did not get those names. Instead, he looked at me and said, "Yeah, have you heard of John Stewart?" Not the answer I was looking for. For one, I did not watch The Daily Show. I thought myself too serious for that genre of television. And so I only knew John Stewart from the occasional YouTube clip. And you can imagine, from the center of my academic and scholarly imagination, this prophet was a disappointment. And apparently my face gave that away, or maybe it was an eye roll, I'm not sure, but Peter Story looked at me and began to scold me for not taking him seriously. I've never forgotten that moment. But the question holds, who are the prophets that you are listening to today? It's a good question for today because prophets are the theme of the day. You may have noticed in our collect of the day, that's the different prayer assigned for each Sunday that we, well, in this case, Neil prayed at the beginning of the service. That prayer proclaims that God has built the church on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And it goes on, asking God to unite you and me with all of our disparate perspectives and theologies through the teaching of the apostles and the prophets. And on one hand, I think it's easy to say, well, the prayer is really talking about our study of Holy Scripture, right? Because the prophets and the apostles that we know, well, we know them from Holy Scripture. Our own Old Testament lesson today, in fact, drops us at the transition point between two prophets of Israel, Elijah and Elisha. And that little bit of the story we heard is really about continuity, right? From one prophet to the next, the lineage and legacy of God's anointed voices for Israel, the unity of spirit that defined their prophetic ministries. We've got this expansive record of the prophets and the apostles in Holy Scripture. But we understand Holy Scripture to be a living reality too, don't we? Anointed by the Holy Spirit, animated to guide this church in our interpretation of Scripture. And that living reality is conveyed through successors to the apostles and the prophets. Successors to the apostles, we call them bishops, and inheritors of the prophetic tradition. Rather, uncreatively, we just call them prophets. So what does it mean in the 21st century to be a prophet, to be prophetic? Some of you may have come from Christian traditions where prophetic ministry is a regular part of worship, understood to be an enduring gift of the Holy Spirit. My experience of the Episcopal Church is that we tend to call someone prophetic when they share our perspective, but say it in a really punchy way, right? But it's good to reconsider the definition of prophet today with Elijah and Elisha, because looking at their ministries, we see how they break open the term. Think about their lives. Prophets are not enjoyable people to be around. They show no respect for wealth or power. They often come off as impulsive and combative. They regularly disregard social custom, and in debate, they taunt and jeer. And just as soon as someone on their side begins to snicker in satisfaction, prophets turn right around and give a scolding. Right? They're stressful people, indifferent to respectability, seemingly blind to our partisan loyalties. And amidst all of our effort to be good, decent, generally kind, most of the time patient people, the prophets are there to say, "Yeah, but have you thought about this?" They do not say what we like to hear. Rather than some snappy mouthpiece, prophets name the truth that no one wants to admit. No one wants to admit. And they're very content to let us know that we are part of the mess. So I doubt that they are your favorite political pundit. They are probably not authors to be found on the New York Times bestsellers list. Most likely they appear crazy to most of us. So in light of that, I put the question to you. Who then are the prophets in our midst? And are you listening to them? Now, it would be natural, I think, right about now, to sigh with me with fatigue at the moralism of prophet types. No one ever can do good enough for them, can they? So what's the point? Why even bother? Because life's hard enough. We've got work, personal and family lives that take up most of our time, so I don't really have time or room to be on the hunt for some crackpot who's going to make me feel worse about myself, right? But strangely, our faith over the centuries has encouraged us to seek out and listen to prophets, to heed their words and their at times strange behavior. We are encouraged to believe that they are worth listening to, and not because they're going to chart some course toward moral satisfaction, not even, I'd hazard, because following them will lead us closer to bringing God's kingdom here, though we can hope. No, I think they are worth listening to because in their sometimes abrasive way, prophets point through us, through our lives, to the cold, dank, dark corners of this world where Jesus is already hanging out with his beloved, just waiting for us to notice. Prophets ask us to pull back the veneer of self-deception and contentment with our ways of life, not just to drop us in the waters of shame and guilt, no, but because they know that on the other shore is Jesus, standing with the people we didn't even know our decisions or our indecisions were affecting. Prophets are worth listening to because they are desperately on the hunt for the Lord here on earth. And if we can stay with them, if we can keep up, even as their commentary burns up our dross and sometimes wounds us, we will find the one our hearts long for. We will find with them the unlikeliest of lands where God is growing a kingdom. So who are the prophets you are listening to today?